You are listening to BensTorah.com.
He left off in the middle of Mishnah Hay. Bergal Mishnah Hay, the last line on page 6. I mentioned last week one of the Mishtatfim for many years in the Shir has a son who is not well. So let the learning be a schus. The last line in Mishnah Hay is very unclear. It says there's some kind of a Michael that's chayv and chala. We don't know what the Michael is. Knuf kois. What is knuf kois? Thank you very much. So the Rash writes, learn this parish. We don't know what it is. The Yushalmi mashma, they were given hafzira l'solta. They used to bake bread. And they used to grind up the whole bread, bake it, make it back into, like we make matzahs, then we make matzah milk, make it back into flour. What do they do that for? And he says, maybe they used to feed it to little babies like that. Shema henkein uva shal yonke shadayim shenachzim l'solta l'asas lam chaliva. Maybe you do it for little babies. So we have different kinds of sukhnats. So sometimes they have sukhnats that initially are baked as a big loaf of bread and has a crust on the top, all the sides on the outside. And after it's baked, then they cut it up in tiny little pieces and then they bake it again a second time to have crust on all the sides. Everything should be crusty and crunchy. So that's a big machlekes. What bracha do you say if you have such sukhnats? If they make tiny little sukhnats, the lechatchila tiny sukhnats, it's made as a nash, it's not made to fill you. So that would be bar minim zaymus. But if you have sukhnats that are made lechatchila as a loaf of bread, so at that stage you would have said a bracha moitzi lechem min haaretz. And then if you cut it up, if you take bread and you cut it up in tiny pieces, it's also going to remain. The Gemara has a discussion in Brochus. If you take bread and you cut it up into tiny pieces less than a kazayis, ptisim, pachas mi kazayis, and then you fry it, let's say, with eggs, you make a matzah brine, and the chunks of matzah smaller than a kazayis, and then when you fry it with the eggs, that's a bishul. So if you do a bishul after the afiyah, then it becomes bar minim zaynus. You have to have a bishul following the afiyah, and it has to be ptisim, pachas mi kazayis. But just if you have matzah farfel is amotzi. Even matzah mel is amotzi. Matzah mel is amotzi. So here the shayla is, but here they baked it melechatchila al das to make sukhnats out of it. So some of the sukhnats from Eretz Yisrael, you can tell are like that. It was originally, it's obvious like that. It was originally made as bread, and then they cut it up into tiny pieces and they baked it a second time. So it says on the label, on the Badat Hashgacha from Eretz Yisrael, so it says on the label, Bechosim Mezainis. But a lot of Rabbanim hold that it's not Bechosim Mezainis, even though they baked it Lachatchila Das Kain, but since initially it was Hamoitzi, so it remains Hamoitzi. That's a machlekes, what bracha you say. But here, Benegeit to the Chiyuv Chala, that's what the Mishnah says. Since part of the process is that you bake the big loaf of bread, so a loaf of bread is chayv and chala, even if your plan is to grind it up later and to make it into tiny little matzah mel, in tiny little particles, it's still chayv and chala. The Gemara says in Brochus that on cakes you say bari minim zaynus, and you don't have to wash until it's yadayim, and you say alamichi at the end, and on bread, you have to wash until it's yadayim, you have to say hamoitzi, and you say brichas hamozim. So then the Gemara says that many cakes, if you kaber sud on it, if you eat enough cake that it's filling like a whole regular meal, you eat a ton of cake, so then you have to wash and say hamoitzi and say brichas hamozim. So the Gemara says, and how do you determine, let's say, if you're not kaber sud, how do you determine whether it's hamoitzi or it's bar minim zaynus? So the Gemara says, it depends whether it has turisa or nahama. Turisa means tsuras. Nahama is bread. Tsuras hapas. If it looks like a bread, then it's hamoitzi. If it looks like a cake, like a nash, then it's bar minim zaynus. Unless you kaveh suda, then it becomes hamoitzi. So the Gemara says beferish, if you have cakes and cookies that lack turisa denama, it doesn't have tsuras hapas, so that's relevant when you get to hamoitzi versus mezaynus in birchas hamozen, tilas yadayim. But it's not relevant for chiyuv chala. The Gemara says, since it has turisa denama, So it's chayv and challah. Even though you're eating it as a snack, that's the pashup shati in the Mishnah. Hasav gonim, ha'atuv shonim, v'iskiritin. All of these things are a sponge cake and honey cake. Duvshanim is a dvash, honey cake, and sevganim is sponge cake. Svog is a sponge. So the Mishnah seems to say that cakes and cookies are chayv and challah. A lot of the bakers rely on the Orach HaShulchan. There's a Shvera Orach HaShulchan. There are a lot of Shvera Orach HaShulchan. There's a Shvera Orach HaShulchan in Hilchas Challah, where he quotes a Shvera Rabbeinu Yoina and a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says some kind of a cake is Potam HaFroshas Challah. What is the cake? What's the description? Why is it Potam HaChallah? The Gemara doesn't explain. So Rashi gives a pshat, so Rabbeinu Yoina gives a different pshat. Rabbeinu Yoina says that this is a cake that's baked melechatchila to be eaten as a snack. Laima, is it baked to be eaten as a snack? You're not chayim challah. That is lachen. That has to have gone about the b'shanim. Sponge cake and honey cake is baked as a snack. If you eat enough of it, then it becomes hamoitzi. Then it's chayv and netilas yadayim. Then it's bichas hamosim. But if you eat a little bit, then it's bar minim zeitz. And nonetheless, you are chayim challah. So that's a difficult orach hashulchan. It's a difficult Rabbeinu Yoina. The pashta says that even if you eat it as a snack, it's still chayim challah. Rashi has a different mishat on that gemara, that you baked it b'chama. If you made something, either bread or cake or cookies, and you bake it in the sun, so that's not called afiyah. In order to be called lechem, loy b'cholchem, lechem ha'aretz, has to be lechem. To be yotzei matzah, has to be lechem oni, to be chayim challah, has to be loy b'cholchem, lechem ha'aretz, it's a din of lechem, so in order to be called lechem, you need afiyah. We discussed last week, the Rabbi Natam holds either lisha or afiyah, and we don't pass on like that Rabbi Natan, we pass on like the Ramban. It all depends on afiyah. Even it has a blila raka. If you plan to make an afiyah, it's already chayiv from the very outset. And everything depends on afiyah. So afiyah, Rashi learns on the Gemara, afiyah has to be beish, afiyah bechama is not called afiyah. That's what we assume pshat in the Gemara. So there's a Tosus in Psochim, that's the Tosus, that this long rush is talking about that Tosus on Daf Lamed Zayin. It's in Brochas Daf Lamed Zayin, and it's in Psochim also on Daf Lamed Zayin. So there's a Tosus in Psochim on Daf Lamed Zayin, where Tosus talks about some kind of a French cake. So Tosus says that it's not chayv and challah because it lacks terisa and ahama. What do you mean? The Gemara in Brochas says b'feirush, if you lack terisa and ahama, it doesn't have tzuras hapas, then it's mezainis, then it's alamichya, and it's not until it's a dime, but you are chayim echala. Even though it has no teresa the nama. So how does Tosis contradict the Gemara? If it doesn't have teresa and doesn't have tzuras apas, so it's not chayim echala. So the answer has to be that the two different usages of the term tzuras apas. Tosis is talking, let's say I'm making wheatina, farina, something like that, oatmeal cereal. And it's not a loaf at all. It's liquidy. Or I'm making, let's say, Wheaties. I don't know how they make Wheaties. Let's imagine they take flour and water and they knead it and then they cut it into tiny shtikalach, rekalach, and then they bake it and make it. I don't know if that's the way they do it. Let's say they make a big isa that has a sheer challah and they plan to bake it in such a way to make Cheerios or to make Wheaties. So, the pashta says that it's not chayim challah. If you're not going to, it doesn't have a tzuras hapas at all. It doesn't have a loaf shape. You have to have a psachotcha loaf shape, something. At least tam-tams, crackers, that's a little bit of loaf shape. A matzah is a loaf shape. But mamsh doesn't have a loaf shape at all. So then it's not called lechem at all. If it's a cake or a cookie, so then it's a subcategory of pas. It has a loaf shape, but it doesn't have to reset a nama. It's not the kind of bread that you usually kaveh suda. Usually you eat this as a snack. You don't usually eat it you don't eat it as bread to fill you up. So then the Gemara says such a cake or a cookie, which is pas, it's a subcategory of pas, it's called pas abobi kisnin, so that's chayv and challah, but because it lacks teresa and enama, it's not the kind of lechem, ala lechem yichei ha'adam, it's not the main part of the meal that you rely on to fill you up. Years ago, the main part of the meal would be you have 8 slices of bread, and you eat a little bit fish, a little bit chicken or something with it, but the main part of the meal was the bread. So that, if you're lacking that teresa and enama, so then the Gemara says, Yechayim Echala. But Tosis is talking, you don't have a Tzuras HaPas at all. No Tzuras HaPas, so I'm not a loaf shape. So then you're not Chayim Echala either. So I thought, I'll be Pashtus. If you have, you make a big Isa, and then you plan to bake it in such a way that it's going to come out to be in the shape of Wheaties or in the shape of Cheerios. And Mamash, no Tzuras HaPas. It's not a loaf shape at all. So that's not chayv and chal. Here the Mishnah says if you made knuf kos, and the Rashi says we're not sure what it is, but he quotes from the Yerushalmi, it means you bake the regular bread, and then the plan is after you bake a regular shape of a bread, a regular bread, then you're going to grind it up for the baby to eat. You're going to mix it with the milk for the baby. You're going to make cereal out of it. But first you're going to bake it as a bread. So then it is chayv and chal. Had a loaf shape. So that was called lechem at that time. It was chay b'chav. The only machloikis is you have now machloikis, whether it's mezaynus or hamoitzi.
What was the hashav meaning to begin with? To think that it would be tzadik. You said that you made. Your Rav said that it was a loaf. It was baked as a loaf.
It was baked as a loaf, intending to feed it to little babies. The balabastil made it for her baby. Flans that it's not going to be eaten until you're going to grind it up again. So since it's not going to be eaten in the shape of a loaf. So the Havmina was that it shouldn't be Chayim Echal. So the Mishnah tells you no. But until you get to that stage, first you make it as a bread, and then you cut it up, then you grind it up into tiny particles. And since you baked it as a loaf of bread, so it becomes Chayim Echal. But the Kavana that you had, many poskim hold that makes it Mezainus. It's only called Mezainus. If you eat it in the loaf shape, Savada, it's Amoitzi, it's a bread. But if you ultimately do grind it up, If you make matzahs, these Sfardim say mezainus on matzahs all year long, unless the kaver suda on it. So on Pesach night, that's the main part of the meal. They say hamoitzi on it because the kaver suda on it. We usually use matzah when you make an erev in an apartment building, you make an erev in a city, whatever. So you usually put away a box of matzahs. If you're going to put away a chalas, they're going to get stale. So you're going to have to put away another challah every week, another couple of challahs every week. Put away a box of matzahs, so it can last the whole year, it's not going to get stale. So the shaila is, there's a difference between erev chatzeris and shituf and mevuas. Erev chatzeris, you have to use dafke lechem, lechem dafke pas. And shituf and mevuas, that's the Mishnah, bakol miyarvin. You can use a bottle of wine, you can use tuna fish, you can use apples, pears, you can use bakol miyarvin, everything, kimat anything and everything. You can use shituf and mevuas, but erev chatzeris has to be lechem. So the shaila is, whenever you make an erev and you use a box of matzahs, so according to the Svardim, it's bar minim zaynus, it's not hamoitzi, how is it good? So the answer is, the Gemara says, there are these cakes and cookies that are pasa bobi kisnin. So the Gemara says, the bracha is mezaynus, unless you kadeh suda, then the bracha becomes hamoitzi. So the Gemara says, beferishim arvin boy. You may use it for Ruvi Chatzeris, because since if you would have been Kaveh Suda, you would have said Amoitzi, so that's a right brewer that it is called Pas. It's a subcategory of Pas. It's Pas HaBo B'Kisna. So it is Lechem. Lechem Shem Avarach Malam Amoitzi. So it's good even for Svardim. It's good to use it for Ruvi Chatzeris. You can use it for Ruvi Chatzeris. Yeah, we learned Mishnah Vav already. We discussed the first half in the Mishnah sounds like quotes a machlek is b'sham and b'sil. One machlek is by me'is, and one machlek is by chalita. One of them, the Gemara, Rash quotes the Gemara himself. One of them means you threw burning hot water on top of flour. One of them means you had burning hot water and you threw the flour into the burning hot water. So the Gemara says it's really the same thing. There's no difference in halacha between me'is and chalita. It doesn't matter whether you have the water on top of the fire, you throw the burning hot water in, or you have the flour, and then you pour the burning hot water on top of the flour, it's the same thing. The machlekes b'shan ha'misil is, if you first cooked the flour, you made it roi l'achila, and then you bake it. So is that called an afiyah? Is that called an afiyah? You only chayv and chal if you did an afiyah, the way we pass them like the Ramban. You only chayv and chal if you have an afiyah. So it's only called, we pass them like that version, the Basil will say potter. If the only time you chayv and chal is if the afiyah made it roi l'achila, if the bishul already made it roi l'achila, then you do an afiyah later to give it a certain flavor or something, but it already was made roi l'achila through the bishul, then it's taken not chayv and chal. We explain that donuts that you cook deep fried, and it's roi l'achila, even if you're going to bake it later on to give it a little more flavor, but it was roi l'achila with the bishul, so that there is no hafrashas chala. There's no hafrashas chala over there. That's how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch. Ma'ashayna kein. Bagels, that's what the Nadi Behuda wrote, ma'ashayna kein bagels. When they dip the bagels into the burning hot water, they don't leave it in so long that it should become roi l'achila. just gives it that special texture that bagels have. Then you want to make it royal achila by baking it. So the baking made it royal achila, so that's called an afiyah. So afiyah is mechayiv nechama. But if the afiyah followed the bishul already made it royal achila, so such an afiyah is not mechayiv. That's learned that from the pasuk. That's that long rash, this gigantic rash. He quotes from the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara quoted the pasuk from the Techicha. Ba'ofu esa noshim lach mechem. The Tana Rechet, it's a klolet. They won't have anything to bake. They'll see such a scarcity of food. So 10 women will bake, each one will bake a mashahu of food, and they'll be able to have 10 women will bake in one Tana at one time. No one will have anything to eat under the difficult situation. So the Gemara learns after that pasuk, lechem ha'an lechem ha'ofu b'tana koi lechem. Ofu es anashim lachmechem b'tana echot. So the Gemara says, Lechem ha'afi b'tanar echad kori lechem. At first you did a bishul on it, made it royal achila. Then you did an afiya, so that's not called b'tanar echad. That's bidavke b'tanar echad. It is called afiya. There's a, in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Tosfos and Pesach and quotes Rav Lezer Mimitz when they say, Shirem, Rav Lezer Mimitz was a Talmud of Rav Ben Tam. He has, based on the Gemara, that even though in bishul achar bishul, and ain afiya achar afiya on Shabbos, but yesh bishul achar afiya, v'yesh shafiya achar bishul. Let's say I have challah. I have challah, I have matzah that was baked. And then I have a bowl of soup, and the soup is burning hot. So the Mishnah says, if you have burning hot soup in a klisheni, so you're permitted to put in tavlin. So Tosfos has two days. One opinion in Tosfos, you're permitted to put in tavlin. You're permitted, let's say I have burning hot tea in a cup of, it's too hot to drink, so I want to pour in a little cold water to cool it off a little bit. I want to pour in a little lemon juice. So the cold water that you're going to pour in and the lemon juice that you're going to pour in is going to blend in with the rest. It's not going to be oimid lifnei atzma. Liquid is going to spread with the other liquid. So that's a b'feirush gemara that's not a problem. Ain bishul b'klisheni. You're allowed to pour in the water. Then the gemara in the Mishnah says also you're allowed to put in tavlin. If you're not going to eat the tavlin independently, the tavlin either dissolves in the rest of the stuff or the tavlin gives flavor, then I don't eat the tavlin. I put in a tea bag, let's say. You don't eat the tea bag. So even though there may be bishul on not food items, the Gemara talks about bishul on tar and bishul on wooden pegs. But if it's something that I'm not going to eat, so cliche in and b'mashal, so there's no problem. Unless some poskim hold that maybe tea bags is a kali habishul. So that's some Rishonim came up with such an einfach. Maybe whatever doesn't say b'feirush in the Gemara, you have to be choshish that everything is kalei habishul. Some said the binyan sin, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the binyan sin. Maybe a tea bag is also kalei habishul. Pashtus says that it's certainly not kalei habishul like the Chazon Ish writes. It's not kalei habishul. The reason why people are machmir not to use the tea bag and a cliche in the Chazon Ish says is because of the chayei adam. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the chayei adam. Chayei adam had a Rambam. That even though the klisheni ain't a mevashel, that's if the liquid in the klisheni is yad saledes bo. What if it's so burning hot it's yad nichvez bo? Sometimes the water, let's say sometimes you go into a bathtub, the water is so hot you put your leg in, you take your leg out, your leg is burnt already. Not just that it's very, very hot. Your leg is, you have a red mark on your leg. That's called yad nichvez bo, scalding water. So the chayodim has a chumrah based on a Rambam, that even though ein bishul b'klisheni, that's only if it's yad saledes, but if it's so hot that it's yad nichvez bo, so that'll be bishul b'klisheni. So that's what the Chazon Ish says, that the minig la'achmed also had a minig not to put a tea bag in a klisheni, is because the water from the kettle is usually so scalding hot, it's yad nichvez bo. So by the time you pour the water from the klisheni into another cup, so the stomach will have already gone down a couple of degrees of temperature, will probably only be yad saledes, it won't be yad nichvez bo. If you're really choshesh that tea bag is really kali abishul, so it doesn't help if you pour the water into klishlishi. Kali abishul is yesh bishul afil with klishlishi. So he says that's not the real reason why. The real reason why they were machmas is because the water that you pour from the kettle is usually going to be yad nichvez. And he says the yad nichvez, that itself is a chumrah. Chayodim himself only says it is a chumrah because the whole mocker of that chumrah is the Rambam in Hilchas Maisris quotes a Yerushalmi. The din is that you're only chayv to be mafresh challah. You're only chayv to be mafresh trumas and maisris if you had it grew from the ground havah shlish and miruach. What about before miruach? Before you separated the psalos from the ochel, you put it in a neat pile. So then, min haTorah, you're not mechuyav to be mafrish trumas amaisa. You're allowed to eat it. And with the rabbanon, the din is you're not allowed to eat it achilas keva. So what's considered achilas keva? So achilas keva means you eat a lot of it, or if you cook it, bishul is kaveya, or if you salt it, melech is kaveya, or if you eat on Shabbos, whatever you eat on Shabbos is kaveya. Mekach, if you bought it from someone else, and then you eat it. So mekach is kaveya. There are different things that are kaveya. So this whole thing is midirabban. The whole list of things, the Rambam has a list of six things that make keva. It's called achilas keva, and it's also midirabban. So within that din, the Rambam quotes from the Yerushalmi that klisheni is not mevashel. So bishul is kaveh only if it's in a klivishin. If you cook, let's say I bought potatoes from somebody and I cooked the potatoes in a klisheni, so then klisheni is not mevashel, probably won't cook. The potatoes will still be raw. I'll pick something else that will accomplish something. Potatoes are going to be raw if you cook it in a klisheni. You have something else, an egg, let's say. I don't know, an egg is not chayav in terms of mysis. I don't know, some kind of vegetable that the cooking in a klisheni will accomplish something. So klisheni is ainu mevashel. Unless it's yad nichvis, then it says klisheni is mevashel. So the Chayyadim says it's hard to take that concept from the Rambam in Hilchas Maisis and apply it to Hilchas Shabbos, because in Hilchas Maisis there's such a whole list of different things that are kaveya. Melech is kaveh, if you salt it, mekech is kaveh, Shabbos is kaveh, somebody chotzer is kaveh, if you eat it inside the house is kaveh. So such a list of things. So bishul be klisheni yad nichvis was nochazach is also kaveh. Doesn't necessarily mean that there's yesh bishul be klisheni if it's yad nichvis, but means it's a kaveya. It's a kaveya like one of the other things is kaveya, not necessarily b'toras bishul. So that's what the Chazon Ish says, that like the Chayyadim himself says, that it's not so pashut. The Chumah is not so pashut. Chayyadim is machmer even a klishlishi. Well, the Chazon Ish, on what? If it's still Yad Nichlis. Yeah, if it's still Yad Nichlis, right. So the Chazon Ish says that the minig, where he came from in Lithuania, was that they would pour the water from the kettle into the cliche, and then from the cliche into a second cup, on the assumption that it's probably not going to be Yad Nichlis anymore. Because the whole story of Yad Nichlis itself is only a chumra to begin with. The whole thing is a chumra. So maspik if you don't put it into the cliche. So Mikra bin, leaving out the chumra from the Chayyadim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that. Mishnah Berurah quotes the chumra from the Chayyadim, and he writes it's a double pasha. It's not a double pasha at all. That yesh bisha v'klishen if it's a yad nichlis. Then he quotes from the Binyan Tzion that you have to be machmer that maybe a tibeg is kali yad bishul. So very shver chumra. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. Very shver chumra. So leaving out the chumra. So the ikar din, the din is if you have a bowl of soup that's a klisheni. So klisheni is not mevashel. So you're allowed to pour in, let's say, liquid. If you want to pour in a liquid, even though the liquid is cold, because that's going to blend in with the rest, and there's no bishul of klisheni. You're allowed to put in tavlin, because you're not going to eat the tavlin, or the tavlin is going to blend in with the rest. What if you want to put in a solid? You want to put in some solid raw food, and you want it to get hot in the klisheni? So the Tosfos has two opinions about that, and the Rambam quotes lahachmer that mechzikim mevashel, that to put a dove gush into the klisheni that it should get burning hot is in the rabbanon we machmer that is mechzikim mevashel. Unless the thing was already cooked. So then I say, Ein bishul lahad bishul. So then the Ramah says, but what if you have matzah, what if you have challah, and you put it into a bowl of soup burning hot? So now you're not discussing bishul lahad bishul, you're discussing bishul acharafiyah. So he quotes the Rabbi Lezen Mimitz, the Bala Yireim, has a hechacha from the Gemara in Psochem, that yesh bishul acharafiyah, b'yesh afiyah achad bishul. If it's a different form of bishul, then we're machma that yesh bishul. Right, so that's a discussion. There's a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah has two opinions, and the Shulchan Aruch they have these two opinions. The Achrenim have a machlokes. If you submerge the ladle into the pot of soup, and the containing part of the ladle is below the surface of the water, so maybe the ladle itself becomes kli rishon because it's submerged under the water. If I would take the pot of soup and pour it into the ladle like this, then the ladle is kli sheni. Then I pour from the ladle into the bowl of soup, so the bowl of soup is a klishlishi. But people don't take the pot of soup and pour it into the ladle. They put the ladle and they submerge it under the surface of the burning hot soup. So there's one opinion in Taisus and one opinion in Achrayim that the ladle itself becomes a kli rishon. So then when you pour it into the bowl, so the bowl is a kli shein. So we're machmer on that. The Ramah is machmer that yesh bishul achar afiyah, and bishul b'klisheni is awesome in the Rabbana because mechzik in mevashal, if you put a dover gush, if you put liquid in, so it's no, ain't bishul b'klisheni. If you put in tafla, and the Mishnah says mutter, but if you put in a dover gush, which you plan to eat, then we're machmer that that's mechzik in mevashal. So despite the fact that yesh afiyah achar bishul, yesh bishul achar afiyah, yesh afiyah achar bishul, nonetheless, hamiyisav achalita, at first I cooked, I made donuts, and the donuts became roi lachil because they were deep fried. So I already did bishul on it, roi lachil. Then I go and I bake it to give it a little crust, to give it a little crunchiness and whatever. So that afiyah didn't make it roi lachil. It really was roi lachil from before. It's not like the bagels. Bagels were not roi lachil. So we would talk in such a case that you're not chayv and challah over there. Such a case, you're not chayv, even though yesh afiyah habishul, but that afiyah didn't make it into roi lachil. It was already roi lachila from before. That's the first half of Mishnah Vav. That we pass in potter in such a case. Second half of Mishnah Vav on page 8. Second half of Mishnah Vav is based on something we discussed already, but this is a further step. We discussed halacha that Hegdish, somebody donates flour to Hegdish, and the Gizbar has a whole bunch of people baking cakes and cookies and challahs for Shabbos, whatever. Then they're auctioning it off to the highest bidder. And it's Hegdish at the time that they needed it and they baked it. Everything was Hegdish in the beginning to the end. And then someone paid them in a Hegdish. They give money and it's Yotzei L'chulam. So if it was Hegdish at the time of the Gilgal, at the time Shas Choy Vasa is the Gilgal, if it was Hegdish at that moment, so it does not become Chayiv in Afrasha's challah. What if it was not Hegdish? What if I'm baking challahs, cakes, or cookies, and I have the daya to donate it to Hegdish? I'm going to give it to Hegdish later, but it isn't yet Hegdish. I plan to make it into Hegdish. And the Mishnah says, Achidish, challahs toida rikike nazir. He's baking challahs and rikike, and he has a kashir. Ason liatzmo, and he plans, he's going to make it into Hegdish. He's going to use it. He's a nazir. He's going to bring it for his rikike nazir. He wants to thank HaKadosh Baruch, he wants to bring a Korban Toida, so he wants to bring Chalas Toida. So even though it's not yet Hegdish, he plans to make it into Hegdish. He's not going to eat it till he's going to make a Hegdish. Since at the time of the Gilgal, he has a Machshava to make it Hegdish, so it's already Pata. That's a Chiddush. It's already Pata. Not only if it already belongs to Hegdish at the time of Gilgal, if you plan to make the Hegdish before you're going to eat it, also Pata. What if Limka Bashuk? What if the person has a shop in Yerushalayim and he bakes the right size challahs and rikikin? Because there are always people coming to Yerushalayim. Some people on the Zirim, some people want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they want to bring a Korban Toida, and he wants to make available. So he's careful to make Bitahara. He makes challahs and rikikin the right size. So he has in mind, he has in zin. If customers come, he'll be able to sell it to them. They'll use it as challahs toida rikikin nazir. If customers don't come, then he'll use it for himself. So right now it's chulin. And it's a suffix he has in mind. If someone comes, they'll use it for Hegdish. If customers don't come, so I'll eat it myself. I'm not a nazir. I don't need challah. I don't need rikikin nazir. And I already brought a Korban Toida last year. I'm not interested in bringing a Korban Toida every day. If you want to, you can bring it every day. But you're not mechuyev to. So then, if it's ala sofik, limka bashuk, then he's chayv, because that's not a vadai kabonim. And the first half of this, din chalas toida kikin nazir, ason liatzmo, I am a nazir. I know I have to bring it for rikikin nazir. I want to bring a Korban Toida. I'm baking this bevadoyas. I plan, when I make the gilgal, I plan the vadai to make it into Hegdish and to eat it as Hegdish, as chalas toida kikin nazir. So then the machshev is Hegdish patas. That's the end of Mishnah Vav.
Why is that such a
Kiddush?
You don't need
a blood.
It's stuck with
it.
I mean, you don't need to say a
blood.
What's the
Kiddush? No, the Kiddush is, even though it's not, which one is the Kiddush? I think it's a fantastic Kiddush. Let's say, if a guy owns the dough at the time of Gilgal, so it's not Chai Mechala. Let's say, I plan to sell it to a guy. Before I bake it, I plan to sell it. So that patas? I don't think so.
If you are in your mind, by Hegdish, if you attempt to give it to the Makdish,
That's correct. Yeah, Hegdish is Chabalei, yeah.
So why is this?
No, he plans to make it Hegdish. He didn't yet make it Hegdish. No, he's going to make it a Hegdish tomorrow. He doesn't want to make it a Hegdish yet. Plans to make it a Hegdish tomorrow. Let's say he plans to sell it to the Goy. Plans to sell it to the Goy before the, and then the Goy is going to bake it. So then it is Chai V'Chal. But if I plan to make a Hegdish, then it's Potter. We brought out, we quoted a Rishalmi, I think, 2-3 weeks ago, that there's a difference between Hegdish and Akum. Hegdish is a Ptur. Akum is just Laksachiv. So if now I do the Gilgal and it belongs to me, and I plan to bake it, either me or someone else is going to bake it, so the dinin said that it's Chai V'Chal. But even I plan to sell it to a Goy. Because a Goy is not a Poita, but if I plan to make a Hegdish, Hegdish is a Ptur. Hegdish is a Havkor. Hegdish Patas. Even if right now it's not Hegdish, but I plan to make it a Hegdish before the Afia, and that's a Vadai Machshava. It's not Limka Bashur. I may not get customers, then I'll use it for myself, and it turned out that I won't make it a Hegdish. No. Asoni Atzmat Sabadois, so then that's a Chiddish. That the Machshava to make it a Hegdish Patas.
So. What happens is it a thought of Breire here? That later, if I sell it in the shuk, so then I'm chayv, then I'm potter.
I'm chayv right away. No.
No, it's right away.
Yeah.
It's not a thought of Breire.
No, I'm chayv right away. Since it's not a vaday machshove, whenever I saw limka bashuk. So I know in the back of my mind I may or may not get customers. So if I get customers, I'll be happy. I'll tell them this is the correct size for a chalas toit. This is the correct size for a kikin nozir. Everything was made correctly. But if I know that I may not get any customers. So at the time that I did the Gilgal, it was a sofik. So a sofik machshava doesn't patah. A vaday machshava is hegdish, does patah. It's limka, it's liatzmo, that's a vaday machshava to make it hegdish before the afir.
Huh?
I don't know. Somehow it's understood that that's called. That's not called. That lisha is not mechayiv. If you plan to sell it to a goy, a bailus of a goy is not mechayiv. But right now it's a bailus of Yisrael. But if you plan to make a hegdish is a ptur, not stam a blank. Hegdish is a ptur. So even a machshev is hegdish. At the time of the Gilgal, before the Afia, said that also patus. It's a chiddush, yeah. The same Mishnah Zayin is a repeat. The same thing. Nachtam she'osa se'or lechalek. Let's say they have kineret chalas. No. So what do they have? It's raw dough. They have a factory and they need a lot of dough. They make a big isa, a lot that they have more than 10 pounds of challah. They have more than 10 pounds of isa at the time. But then they cut it up into little sections and they freeze it. And they tell you buy as many as you want, and you'll see whether you'll be chai v'chal. So the shal are they chai v'chal? So the Mishnah says nachdam shasa so lechale. He made a big iso that has a kashir, but he plans to sell it to the different customers. So he may or may not get customers. What's he going to do? If he's not going to get customers, so he'll be stuck with everything himself. So that's if you know for sure. If I know for sure that it's going to be lechalek. Then there's no shear. Let's say I have a big shear now. I have 5 pounds of flour now. 5 pounds of flour for sure is chai v'chal. I have 5 pounds of flour, and I plan, and I made a big iso, and then I'm only going to take out 1 pound of a little, one-fifth of the dough, one-tenth of the dough, put the rest in the freezer. I'm going to leave it as dough in the freezer, and I'm going to only even give, 1 week I'm going to bake one-tenth. Next week I'll bake one-tenth. Next week I'll bake one-tenth. So each time I plan to bake less than a kashir, so then you're not chai v'chala. But if I'm needing a lot of dough, nachtum shosa so l'chale, I plan to sell it to the different customers, and each customer is going to get less than a kashir, but I may not get any customers. I'm not going to keep it in the freezer. I may not get any customers. So since I may keep it all by myself, so that's a sofik machshava. Just like if I have a vaday machshava to make it hegdish. So that's not chai v'chala, so I have a vaday machshava to have less than a shear before the Shah Safiya, have a vada machshava to have less than a shear, also not chai mechala. But a nachtam is always limka bashuk, so it's never considered a vada machshava. So also.
Even if
Roy
times he sells Roy
of it? Yeah, but that he knows that he may not yet. The same. Lachalas Tadirik, he knows, Asan limka bashuk. Roy by the time he does get, he knows over the years already how many to bake, and he knows how many to how many customers to expect at which season of the year, before Yom, after Yom, and so on. So still, since it's not a Vaday Machshava, so it doesn't patter. So here also, the Nachtoim is not a Vaday Machshava. But if a person, let's say, makes a big Issa, and he's going to take 5 pounds of Issa, he's going to take 1/10 of it, he's going to put 9/10 in the freezer, and also going to bake 1/10 this Friday. Then next Friday, 1/10. And next Friday, 1/10. And each week, only going to bake less than a kashir. So it's takanat chai mechal. That's a vada machshev is p'tur. But if it's a suffix, a nachtam is always, he may not get any customers, so then the bleib that he's chai mechal, it has the full kashir.
A person bakes privately, and only chai if the chal is a big chal.
He has to have a kashir.
Yeah, but I mean, the chal is baked in the end.
No, he has to plan to bake all of them. He can make very many little challah, tiny ones, but he plans to make all the afiyas today.
Does that mean the sal mitzaref?
The sal mitzaref, you don't need the sal mitzaref. He made one big lisha. So if you have one big lisha, you don't need, we're going to get the sal mitzaref. That's later.
Even if you bake them in different ovens at the same time.
That's... Yeah, so he's doing all the afiyas on the same time. So then it's not called the chalik. But if he plans to do one afiyah today, one afiyah next week, one afiyah next week, and each one's going to have less than the kashir. So even on the, now you have kashir in the lisha, but that's not chayv and chalik. Same as hegdash. He planned to make it hegdash. It's potter. The end of Mishnah Zayin has noshim shenasnu lenachtam lasis lahem sa'or. Two women ask the baker he should knead the dough for them. One woman gives him 2.5 pounds of flour. One woman gives 2.5 pounds of flour. Together, he has 5 pounds of flour. Then l'chola day is 5 pounds of flour is chay v'chala. If he's going to divide, it's going to be 2.5 pounds. L'chola day is not chay v'chala, 2.5 pounds. But they belong to two different women. So b'vada, he's going to divide it in half. It's not, he may get customers, may not get customers. Two different women asked him to knead the dough. They just want to bake it on their own. But they want him to knead it. So shtei noshim, what is it? Noshim tumim shenos and lenach melasis lemsor mei mishalach is bem kishir p'turim menachala because they're not mitzar from yachad because it's clearly this vada going to be a chaluke before the afi and each one is going to do their own afi. Each afi is going to be less than the shir. So b'shas the gilgul, just like if b'shas the gilgul you have a mind to make it a hekdish, so it's not chay v'chala. So b'shas the gilgul, b'shas the lishi, you have a mind to make it pachas mikishir before the afi, then it's not chay v'chala. There is a Tosus in Brachas, which some of the Achrenim quote, that Tosus talks about if you make an Isa, the Daito Mechalik, then you're not Chai Mechalo. So there's one day in Tosus, Daito Mechalik means if you don't bake the whole 5 pounds of flour in one big challah. If you bake little tiny cookies, each cookie is separate. So Tosus says that that's called Daito Mechalik. You're going to be Mechalik before the Afir. So the Tosfos in Brachas writes like that, and some of the Pischei Tshuvin Yeravdei quote some of the Achrayim like that. Then the later Achrayim say, "What's Tosfos? What in the world is Tosfos talking about? That's not what it means. Lechalik means going to be lechalik for different people before Afia. Now you're going to be lechalik for little chalalach. If it's one balabas that's making 100 chalalach, and b'shas Gilgal b'shas Delisha, there's a sheer chala, and you're going to bake them all on the same day. So of course it's not called Daita lechalik. Lechalik means different people." Two noshim shenos no lenachtom, and after he got, it's vada going to divide. It's not he may not find a customer. He has two different customers started up. They gave him. So that's daita lechalik. That's not chay lechalik. But if one balabas can make many cookies, each cookie is not a shear. Of course, it's chay lechalik.
The nachtom doesn't take chances. He gets paid. He only bakes if he gets paid in advance. He doesn't bake unless he gets paid before.
And it's a vadai.
Yes,
vadai. The vadai is going to separate, divide among the different people.
Right.
Then it's potter. Yeah, it's the same as the shtei noshim. Yeah, if it's a vadai, if it's a sofik, he may not get customers. So then the sofik machshev is p'tur, it doesn't potter. But if it's a vadai machshev is p'tur, it does potter. Exactly. Mishnah Ches, we already discussed a little bit. Isis haklovim. This comes up halacha l'maisa, believe it or not. Maybe I'll explain how. Isis haklavim is like this. There's a Mishnah later that in order to be chay v'chala, you have to have a certain shear. So the shear is mitzarev. Even the shell is also mitzarev. The morsel. That's whole wheat. Whole wheat means that they didn't remove the shells. They ground everything up altogether. But the Mishnah says, what if they remove the shells, then they mix the black back in, then the shell is not mitzarved to the shear challah. Because that's not normal. It's normal to make whole wheat, to grind up the kernels of grain with the shell without separating it. But if you first separate it and you throw it back in, then it's not chayim v'challah. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out years ago, when we learned Mishnayos Challah, he said, and some of the whole wheat breads, they advertise on the package what percentage of it, what do you call the shells? The bran. The bran. So they advertise what percentage of it is bran. Exactly the percentage that is very healthy. So he said that he was told that that percentage doesn't correspond to the normal percentage of how much bran is supposed to be in the normal, naturally. So obviously, they separated the bran and then they mixed it back in. So he said, so then it's not mitzarf to the chiyuv challah. That wouldn't be mitzarf to the, say, hamoitzi, for bichas hamoz, and wouldn't be mitzarf. It's only mitzarf if you never separated it. But if it's separated, then you mix it back in, so it's not. So here the Mishnah has, sometimes you mix in so much bran that human beings wouldn't enjoy it. The behemoths will eat it, but the people wouldn't enjoy it. So that's called isas haklovim. Isak Lov means they mixed in so much bran that it doesn't taste good. So sometimes the roim, sometimes the shepherds will eat it, and sometimes the shepherds have so much bran, the shepherds won't enjoy eating it at all. So it depends. If it's common practice that sometimes the shepherds would eat the Isak Lovim, then the din is chayev is bechala. It's, even though you don't plan to feed it to the shepherds, you bake the bread for the behemoths to eat. But still, if a person wants to eat it, the din is that it's chayav b'challah. You're not allowed to feed it to the behemoth either. You're not allowed to feed tevel. We discussed tevel is also b'achila b'muta b'ano. Tevel is muta b'ano. So if it's muta b'ano, how come you're not allowed to feed tevel to the behemoth? There's no difference. Even the behemoths are not Jewish. How come you can't feed tevel to the behemoth? So the answer is, Tosis points out that hano shel kiloi, that you're not allowed to do. I know you're allowed to have, let's say, I have a sack full of tevel, and I want, instead of sitting on the floor, I want to sit a little on an elevated, I have no chair, so I want to sit. So I have a couple of sacks of flour, I have a couple of sacks of grain, let's say, and all the grain is tevel. So you're allowed to get hano from tevel, because that's hano sheinu shel kiloi. I'm not consuming it, but if I'm going to feed the tevel to a goy, let's say I'll sell a tevel to a goy, and the goy's going to eat it. So a goy, there's no lifne either, the goy's not prohibited from eating tevel. And it's mutabano. So what's the problem of feed tevel to a behem? And the answer is no, that's hanoshel kilui. It's going to be consumed and without being mafresh trumas amaisa, without being mafresh chala. So hanoshel kilui is also. It's a discussion in the Mishnah Melech. He quotes some achlekes harishayim. Whether it's deraisa or derabbana, right? He has two opinions. Whether it's deraisa or derabbana, this halacha of hanoshel kilui. So here we're talking, if you have isis haklovim, it doesn't taste good. But sometimes, even though it doesn't taste good, the shepherds will still eat it. So, bismancha roi machel mimeno, if it's a common practice, that once in a while the shepherds will nibble on it, so the din is, it's called lechem, chayev is bechalot, it's called hoya bachoch melechem hearts, umarvim bo, the din is, eilu v'chatzeris is only good if it's lechem, so it's called lechem, umishtatvim bo, that's a question, what's mishtatvim, shittufim avuris is good. If you use any erchor, you can use bananas, you can use tuna fish, you can use gefilte fish, you can use salami, you can use vegetables, fruits. So what's the chiddush of mishtatvim bo? We'll have to work on that in a minute. And then in mevarchem aleho, you say hamoitzi lechem and ha'avad, you say bracha. Whenever you eat, you say bracha on water, also you say shahakol. That means mevarchem aleho, you say hamoitzi lechem in ha'aretz, it's called lechem. Bizman sharoi mochem amen, if it's a common practice that the shepherds will sometimes nibble on this bread, even though it doesn't taste so good, it has so much bran in it, but still, the common practice is that they nibble on it, so you say hamoitzi, umizam nimala, you bench bichas hamozen, and you bench mezumin. Forget about the mezumin, three shepherds. One shepherd, whether he says bichas hamozen or he says alamichya, but then it's called lechem. Eretz Shalabi Miskenis to Chalba Lechem, Echalta Bezalata, Reachta Sashem Alakach, that's called Lechem, and you have to bench bichas hamozen. Venas is beyond, we'll get to that, okay, we'll get to that. V'yotzeba odim edechavasa bepesach. Pesach has to be lechem only, has to be lechem. That's the opening Mishnah. The chameshes mini dogan are called lechem. Only chameshes mini dogan are called lechem. Benegete ruvichatzeris, benegete pesach, benegete chiyav challah. It's all one din. Hamoitzim bichas hamozen. All depends on lechem. If the shepherds, it is if you leak, you won't get sick. But it's not a common practice at all that the shepherds eat. They didn't nibble from this. If they won't have anything else to eat, so of course they're not going to go starving, so they'll eat it. It's right, l'achila sodom. That's why the Mishnah ends off. The last line in Mishnah Ches, on the next page, on page 10, so the last line says, benkach benkach metame tumas oichim. In order to be mekabel tumas oichim, there are four things in the whole wide world, four categories of things that are mekabel tum. Other v'kelem oichim emashim. So the oichim emashim are only mekabel tum if it's roi l'achila sodom. It's only Michael Behema. Let's say you have hay. And the horses eat hay, but the human beings don't eat hay. So the hay is not mekabel tum. The din is that schach for the sukkah has to be gedule karka tolush, dovash eni mekabel tum. So if it's Michael Odom, that's royal mekabel tum, so it's no good for schach. Hay is good for schach. Either horses eat the hay. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that Michael Behem is not mekabel tum. So since it's royal achilos Odom, it is royal achilos Odom, just that it doesn't taste so good, so usually the royim wouldn't eat it. So benkach and benkach, whether the roim would nibble or the roim would nibble, but basically it is roil achilas adam. So the din is the kabbal tuma. It is. It's called meichel adam for the purposes of kabbalas tuma. But bizman she'en roim achim imenu, the second half of the Mishnah, if it's not a common practice that the shepherds nibble on this special bread that they baked for the behemoths, so then the din is you're not chayv mechal. It's not called vahe b'achoch melechem haaretz. You can't use the teiru b'chatzeris. It's not called lechem. You don't bench. So that's the contrast between the two. Then we had a couple of other dinim thrown in here. So we had the din where the mishtatzvim bo. Now shitufim mevuas, the Mishnah says bakol miyarvin. A ruvei tchumen in shitufim mevuas state bakol miyarvin. Anything came out, anything and everything, hardly anything is excluded. From kemat, every food is good. Very few foods you can't use for shetufa mevuos. Kemei mepatrios, nobody knows why. Kemei mepatrios, what do you call kemei mepatrios? Mushrooms. So the Vilna Gaon thinks the whole thing is a misprint. It can't be azazach. Doesn't make sense. So kemei mepatrios, mayim is no good. Water, you can't use water for shetufa mevuos. Okay. But other melech and mayim you can't use. But all foods are acceptable. So what's over here? That if it's ein haroi mechem amenu, so you're not allowed to use it for shitufim mevuas. Why not shitufim mevuas? Doesn't have to be lechem. So apparently this is a new din. All the other dinim hamoitzi and bichas hamozen and matzah and challah is a question of shem lechem. It's only called lechem. It's oimed lachilo sod. This is another word. It's only called batami mekabel tumas sechem as long as it's roi lachilo sod. The roi it is. So it is mekabel tumas sechem. That's the last line. But for shitufim mevuas, it's not enough that it's roi l'achilas adam. It has to be oimed l'achilas adam. True, any michael is good. It doesn't have to be lechem. But if it's not oimed l'achilas adam, despite the fact that it is roi l'achilas adam, I write that it's mekabel tumas oichlim, but it's not oimed l'achilas adam. So just like kmeim of patrius, just like the Mishnah in Bakol Me'arvin, beginning of the third perek in Ervin, has a tiny list of oichlim that are not acceptable shetufim mevuas. So this also the Mishnah says it's not oimed lachilas adam, so you're not supposed to use it for shetufim mevuas. Yeah, for you understand why a little bit. What's the whole idea? Let's say eruv etchumim. The Mishnah says bakol miyarvin. It doesn't go on eruv echatzeres. Eruv echatzeres we paskan has to be davka lechem, but it goes on shetufim mevuas and eruv etchumim. So what's the whole idea of eruv etchumim? I live over here, so I have a tchum Shabbos. But if I want to really go more than alpay mam, so if I leave a jar of gefilte fish, a jar of pickles, a box of matzah somewhere, so that's called my mokum, and I have alpay mama from that mokum. Fine. So that has to be food. That's oimed lachila sodom to declare that the location where I left my eruv etchumim, that's my mokum. Wherever I leave my mozen shtei sudas, I left as much pickles as a normal person would eat in two meals. I left the salami. I left enough slices of salami that a person would eat in two meals. Gefilte fish. I left as much to gefilte fish. There isn't one shear. There is not one shear for all different foods. It depends how much would a normal person eat of this food in two different fields, in two different meals. How much would you eat in one meal and multiply by two? So you need mozen shtei sudas for eruv etchumim. So the whole theory behind eruv etchumim is I left Mosin Shtei Sudas over there. Shabbos is supposed to have Shabbos Sudas. But basically, more important is the two Sudas are more important than the third Sudas. So wherever I left my Mosin Shtei Sudas, so that's my Mokum, and I have Alpai Mama from there. Al Yetzi Ishmim Kam, and I'll let it go. So it has to be food that Oymed Lachilosad. It's not enough that's Roy Lachilosad. And the same thing is by Shitufim Mevuot. Shitufim Mevuot is the same thing. Ruvich Atzeres Achumre. We pasken Machleg Satanam. We pasken Davka Lechem. We Davka Pas. Lechem Shemarachem Olav Hamoitzi. Pas about Kisim is also good because if you'd be Kaveh Sudan, you would say Hamoitzi. But Shitufim Mevuot is the same as Ruvich Atzeres. We have a Mevuot. Same idea. Behind it, the Shlom HaMelech made a takana. You have a mavui means you have a mechitza around and around. So on the level of the raisa, the whole chotz, the whole mavui is one big rishus hayochid. The Shlom HaMelech made a takana. Since one family lives in this bayis, a different family lives in that bayis, so you're not allowed to carry in the chotzer, because both Reuven's family, Shimon's family, they both have a right to use the chotzer. So Shlom HaMelech made a takana, and the baskol came out from heaven, was masking with his takana, the Gemara says in Erevin. It's a good takana that you're not allowed to carry in the chotzer without a ruvi chatzeres. The same if you have a mavi. So in a Torah, the mavi has walls around it. It's one big rishus hayochid. And Shlomo HaMelech made a takana. You have to put. You're not allowed to carry. So how do you solve the problem? So let's say you have an apartment building with 100 apartments. So the 100 different families live in 100 different apartments. So if 99, one family lives in 1A. So if the other 99 tenants, let's say they're all Shem Mishab. So the 99 tenants leave a challah or a matzah in apartment 1A, so the family who lives in 1A lives there, derech hapshat, they really live there. And the others who left the challah, which is oymel achila sodom, if they left something, so it's also considered, since they left some food there, so it's considered as if they also live there. We consider as if all 100 families live in apartment 1A and nobody else is on anybody else. So that has to be the whole theory behind Shitufa Mavuas and Eruv V'chatzeres is, since all 99 people left the challah in this apartment, so the family who lives there lives there. The others who left the challah considered as if they lived there. So it has to be a challah that's oymed l'achilo sodom. It has to be something oymed l'achilo sodom. So by Ruvi Chatzeres, it has to be davka lechem. That should be oymed l'achilo sodom. It has to be lechem. And by Shitufim Mevuot, it doesn't have to be lechem, but still it has to be something that's oymed l'achilo sodom. Same thing, Shitufim Mevuot, and a Ruvi Tchumen. It has to be food that's not just roy l'achilo sodom, but oymed l'achilo sodom. Yeah, what is the nature of this din of a Ruvi Chatzeres that Shlomo HaMelech made a Gzeira de Rabbanon? If you have two different batim, let's say you have a two-family home and you have a hallway, you have a front porch that they both use. So, and one person owns one upstairs, one person owns downstairs, and they both use the porch. So, the Rabbanon Shlomo HaMelech made a takan, even though the whole thing is al pi din, one big rishus hayochid. On the level of the rice, it doesn't matter who owns it and doesn't matter who lives there. If anybody lives there, who lives there, it doesn't make a difference. But with the Rabbanon, if the people are not there, they don't ask them. Unless they may come back in the middle of Shabbos. But if they're Shomer Shabbos, they're not going to come back in the middle of Shabbos, then they don't ask them. Or let's say the Nochrim, they can come back in the middle of Shabbos, but they're in South Africa. So they just can't come back. I know they're in South Africa before Shabbos. They can't come back, and maybe they can, I don't know. In Australia, whatever. They're so far away in Mitzvahs, they can't come back in the middle of Shabbos. So if they're not here for Shabbos, then the Mishnah says they don't dasa. But if they're here for Shabbos and they're close enough that they may come back in the middle of Shabbos, then they ask us. So what kind of aloch is that? Why is it asa to carry? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam on this. Tosfos Yomtov has this, and Avnezer has this, and others, other, and the Mishnah Berurah has other achrayim point out. The fundamental machlok is Rashi and the Rambam. What's the nature of this din midirabonim? Shlomo HaMelech's takana. The baskol came out and gave him a yashar koach. Chacham b'ni, how can you smachli b'gamoni? The Bezen Shamayla was masking with his takana. What is a takana? So some Rishonim learn, the Rambam learns, some Rishonim learn that the din is min ha-Torah b'shus ha-yachid is b'shus ha-yachid no matter who lives there. And with the Rabbanon, they said, if a different family lives there, so it's a different kind of Rishus Sayachit. The house where Shimon's family lives, that's Rishus Sayachit subcategory S, Shimon. And where Reuben's family lives, that's Rishus Sayachit subcategory R, Reuben. And then the hallway is Shimon and Reuben's family. They can both use the hallway. So that's a different Rishus Sayachit. This is a different Rishus Sayachit. This is a different, there are three different Rishus Sayachit. This is Shimon's family, this is Reuben's family, this is Shimon and Reuben's family. You're not allowed to carry from one to the other, from the other to that. But let's say to carry Minei Uvei in the hallway, let's say they didn't make an Eruv V'chatzeres. So whatever's in the hallway, let's say there's something in Shimon's apartment. Someone comes in to visit Shimon and take off their coat and they want to move it around. So Shimon's apartment is a Rishus HaYachid. Of course you're allowed to carry more than Dalai Lama's. Reuven's apartment is a Rishus HaYachid in the hallway, which is used by Shimon and Reuven's family. It's also Rishus HaYachid. Each one is a Rishus HaYachid. But the three different subcategories of Rishus HaYachid, this is Shimon's, this is Reuven's, this is Reuven Shimon's. This is three different Rishus HaYachid. So it doesn't matter how the thing, the Gemara says, Kelim Sheshavsu B'chotzer, Mutal Otalta L'chotzer. Let's say there's a chotzer, She'ena Mu'remes. Reuven's family, Shimon's family, they didn't make an Eruv B'chotzeres. So you're not allowed to carry from either apartment into the hallway, but the Gemara says, let's say there's a couch in the lobby, or there's a chair on the porch that they both share in common. So the Gemara says, Kelim Sheshavsu B'chotzer, the couch or the chair that was in the chotzer before Shabbos began, Shabbos b'chatzim, mitchilos on Shabbos, it was in the porch, and the chatzim, muta the talta b'chatzim, you're allowed to move it around more than dalai lamas. So Rashi's opinion seems to be not only in kelim shel shabbos b'chatzim, the couch or the chair that was in the chatzim, mitchilos on Shabbos. Let's say somebody came from shul, and this apartment building doesn't have an eruv, and I have to walk up to the sixth floor. My apartment building has six floors, so you have to walk up, and he's wearing a coat and a jacket and a sweater and everything and a hat. And it's outside, it's freezing, and inside the building there's a lot of stinks. He has to walk up to the sixth floor, so he's not allowed to carry from the hallway into the apartment. There's no Erev, but in the hallway he should be allowed to carry. So Rashi says it's allowed to carry. Not only Kam Shoshav Sabachatza, the begotim that he wore into the apartment, into the building, he's allowed to take off in the building, carry everything up to the sixth floor, and then put everything back on before he walks into the apartment where he's invited to eat. He can't carry from the hallway into the apartment because they didn't make an Eruv Chatzeres. But to carry in the hallway, that's at the Gomer. Lav davki kelim sheshav sebechotzer, even kelim sheloshav sebechotzer, as long as the kelim are now, nimtzoyim bechotzer. The Rambam doesn't agree with Rashi. Rashi holds that each one is apparently Rishus HaYachid b'fnei asma. This is Reuven's Rishus HaYachid, this is Shimon's Rishus HaYachid, this is Shimon Reuven's Rishus HaYachid. And the Rambam apparently holds, not so. The Rambam holds that since only Reuven uses this Rishus HaYachid, and only Shimon uses that apartment, and they both together use the hallway, so the hallway is treated as if it's along the lines of a Rishus HaRabim. It's nowhere near a Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim has to be Tezayin Amawai, and it has to be Shel Rabim, it has to be owned by the municipality, it has to be Eina Mekura, can't have a roof on top. Of course, you have the roof over here in the building. It's not a Rishus HaRabim, but it's along the lines of Rishus HaRabim, so we declare it as a Karmelis Midrabbanan. So only in the Rambam house, only Kelim Sheshav Subichotzer, the Kelim, the sofa, or the chair that was in the hallway, B'tchilos HaShabbos, so as far as that's concerned, you don't have to look at the whole picture, Arum and Arum, that the hallway, in contrast to the apartments, is a Karmelis. Don't look at the apartments, look at the hallway. The hallway is a Rishus HaYachid. So the sofa, that's the chairs that are in the hallway. It's mutab talta b'chotzer. But if something came from outside, someone came into the hallway, he came home from shul on Friday night with the coat and the sweater and the hat and the jacket and everything, he wants to walk up to the sixth floor. So since it came ibachutz, it wasn't shavsu b'chotzer, so the Rambam holds you're not allowed to carry it in the chutz. Right, Rabbi Kivegeri asks, and the Gilyan Ashasi asks, now Rashi, how does Rashi know to extend it even lo shosu? So the Rashi owns it, it's lav davke shosu, it's just that you're not allowed to carry from the bayis into the chotzer. So how's it going to get there? But if he wore it, or someone carried it b'isur, so as long as it's in the chotzer, so muta the talta b'chotzer. So that's a fundamental machlokes.
Maybe Rashi's fault is because you passed the night of Shimon anyway. You're allowed to carry for you're allowed to carry from one chotzer to another one. You're allowed to carry gadgets for kapitis also. Even though technically what you change is in this chotzer, you're allowed to carry it from another chotzer without an eruv. Yeah, the worst, they're carrying it from a rishus rabbi into the chotzer.
Yeah, that's if they're all the same type of chotzer. But here it came from a bayis into the chotzer. So the Rambam holds, Poshim Shat Nigmar, I treat this chotzer like a karmelis. So you're not allowed to carry more than dalai lamas.
That's a bias. But the person's not the person who came in, are you saying because he put on the coat in his own house?
Mibachutz, yeah. If it can mibachutz, then I have to treat the chotzer like a karmelis. Because in contrast to the batim, it's different. Only Shimon's family uses this apartment. Only Reuben's family uses this apartment. The hallways are used by everybody, Reuben and Shimon. So the whole way I label it as a karmelis, like a rishus rabban. It's only the rabbans, I call it a karmelis. So you're not allowed to carry dalaram. So the Mishnah Berurah recommends you should be machmer. And this machlekes Rashi and the Rambam recommends you should be machmer. Mishnah Berurah usually recommends you should be machmer on all issues. But then he's only prepared to give one kula. He says, what if the person, let's say, wore the jacket, Metchilas HaShabbos, he's wearing the jacket in shul, and he didn't take off the jacket till he came into the building. The coat, he took off in shul. The coat and the scarf, he took off in the shul. So he put it on the shul, so the coat and the scarf existed as a cheftza v'hotzoa before he came into the hallway. Because in the shul on Friday night, it was sitting there, then he put it on. So that's begodim that came mibachutz. But the jacket that he was wearing from before Shabbos till he came into the apartment building, then he wants to take off the jacket and the sweater and carry it, and the hat, let's say, he was wearing the whole time. So the hat and the jacket and the sweater that he was wearing the whole time was batalagav the goof. That's why you're allowed to wear things in the street on Shabbos, because it's batalagav the goof. So it didn't exist as a chefta v'hoitzor. So Mishnah Berurah quotes one of the achrayim, if you only took it off in the hallway, that's like him shushavsa v'chotza. The story as far as this jacket is concerned begins in the hallway. It didn't begin by bachutz. It didn't exist as a cheft of haitzah until he took off the jacket in the hallway. So since the story begins in the middle of the hallway, so that has the same din as kelim sheshav sabachot. So the Mishnah Berurah says, since the whole issue to begin with is a machlekes Rashi and the Rambam, they said he can be makel based on these achrayim, that if he took off the jacket for the first time in the hallway, there's room to be makel. So that's machlekes. What's the nature of the whole takana de rabbanan of eruvi chatzeris? And that siman in Shulchan Aruch, the Behetid quotes one of the tshuvas svarim for Nachrayim. They usually disagree with what he said. Here they also disagree. I think it's the tshuvas Bas Yankiv. They usually disagree with everything that he said. So he has an einfal. If you have two homes that are semi-attached, two homes that are attached, and there's a doorway to go from one to the other, but they never made an Eruv Chatzeris. So he says, you don't need an Eruv Chatzeris to carry me bais le bais. Eruv Chatzeris only to carry from the bais to the chotzer, from the chotzer to the bais. But to carry from one bais to the other bais, how can you say Eruv Chatzeris? There's no chotzer. You carry from a bais to a bais. So they all say it's dead wrong. It's against often the Mishnais. He just made a mistake. Just not so. Just because he wrote a sefer and he died doesn't mean that you have to respect the opinion. Wrong is wrong. It's against Mishnais. That's not correct. Eruv Chatzeris, even necessary to carry from one bais to the other bais. Reuben's bais to carry to Shimon's bais. You need either Shimon leaves a challah by Reuben, or Reuben needs a challah by Shimon. Somebody has to leave an Eruv Chatzeris there.
Does if a landlord owns both floor one and floor two,
and the landlord lives in the building,
and the landlord lives floor one and he has a tenant who's on floor two, for Shemesh Shabbos, does he need an
Eruv Chatzeris? So in Shulchan, I think they quote the Magen Mishnah, they quote one of the Rishonim who says that when a Shemesh Shabbos landlord rents out an apartment, it's an umdin and a muchach that he doesn't lend it out to cause problems to himself. So he wants to be allowed to carry on Shabbos. It's self-understood that he didn't rent it out to the tenant with a year ago. He didn't rent it out to Asar on himself. But it's questionable.
Thank you for joining us at BensTorah.com.